I'm sure that Daddy has killed a number of them in his day. I vaguely remember him talking about stories of, and he was quite a story teller.
What about bobcats? What do they look like?
They're a spotted cat, not, well, some of them are large. The male is much larger, mm-hmm. but they are rather scarce these days.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn now to some of the things that that would have been done indoors around the ranch, or, you know, right on the around the house. Can you remember any unusual kitchen utensils or any kind of, you know, utensils that were used in doing chores?
In doing chores?
Or, you know, just in general?
Well, we had to have baskets, bushel baskets, to shuck corn and put the corn in for the mules. We had feed buckets, we call them. Usually they were empty 5-gallon cans that dip came in. Mm-hmm. You know, and we had arsenic dip to dip these cattle for the fever tick. And we had those. We put a bale in them, and we'd carry feed. And mm-hmm. those, we used them as feed buckets. Mm-hmm. We'd have tubs. We had tubs that we used, some that perhaps had a hole in it of some reason. We just use it for that, for feeding.
Mm-hmm.
And then buckets for, as we talked about that, they're the slop buckets, you know, for catch the garbage that came from the table and the extra milk and such as that for the hogs. Mm-hmm.
What, did you have a special machine for getting the corn off the cob that you were going to use for the animals?
A corn sheller. Mm-hmm. This is an iron thing, one right across the street over there, belonged to me. Have you ever seen a corn
mm-hmm.
sheller?
I've used one.
You put the ear of corn in, turn the crank, mm-hmm. seed come off. Mm-hmm.
And
cob runs out the other end.
All right. And how about indoors now, for, you know, general household chores that you can recall? Were there any unusual things used in washing or ironing or any of the?
Well, we had the usual things, the irons and irons, mm-hmm. smoothing irons, mother called them,
mm-hmm.
a smoothing mm-hmm. iron. A lot of people call them, I think it's the type of iron that you get, whether it's a sad iron or a smoothing iron.
A sad iron?
A sad iron. The sad iron was sort of a diamond-shaped iron that had a handle that was removable.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's the term for that. But the smoothing irons that we had were made of iron and had a handle attached.
Mm-hmm.
And they were of different weights also. We had a real heavy one, then we had a lighter weight. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we had the regular 1x12 board that was shaped into a point and padded. And we didn't have a regular holder for it, but I have since been given one for the museum that is a regular ironing board. Stand, mm-hmm. I guess you'd call it. But we used two kitchen chairs
mm-hmm.
and put the board across
mm-hmm.
to iron. We had big black kettles that we boiled food on the table, on the wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
They had three legs that they stood up on, but you could remove the iron, from the hole in the wood stove and set the kettle in it.
Mm-hmm.